God is sending me a special. I don't like to make opinions when I go into discussion.
What was that? Propose that?
So they came.
Our mission is to preach Rodanda to others. Therefore, we are taking. Why the ministry cannot give land for this public purpose?
That's what I mean, is that I think that if we saw actually what law that is, and then we discuss it in a proper way,
it is lying better. So,
there are so many places which are like that, where there's the mandir being built and Seva Puja is going on, and there's one Sevaik or one organization has got the Seva responsibility, and that's under their charge. I think that the legality can be worked around, whatever it may be, because our purpose is
public. Municipal means public. So for public benefit, why they come again?
Even that place at Calcutta, they never said that it was illegal to give to us. They only said they didn't want to give. At Calcutta, Pugur, they never said it was illegal to give. So in this place, they said they want to give. So why is this?
Very, very illegal. A public is a historical place.
They might have come to see whether we would do
the light is outside. There is no lantern.
Never met this municipal executive. He might have just suggested that let's see if they'll do it without giving them. This municipal executive we didn't meet. He's just appointed by the government. He might have just suggested something like, let's see if they'll do the work without us being very firmly obligated. Just testing us. Exactly what it was. But we can't do anything like that. But maybe the garden lady didn't understand the English very well.
So tomorrow you go to see him.
I was thinking to go Monday, but tomorrow is Sunday.
Oh.
So many times they've come, I don't see that suddenly the story should change so drastically.
They came before us.
Oh, yes. They came even to my airport. They have shown such enthusiasm. Now at the last minute, they'll change the story so much.
Yes.
It doesn't seem, it might be some misunderstanding.
Why they not reply it? We have.
Yeah, they should give us an anyway written reply. Why they are verbally saying. Whatever they say, they should say in writing. We have written.
Yeah. Then you might get Goa.
One boy has come from Miami, who's been trained to work with his house, Grihastha, he is considering seriously to stay and develop this, so he can have enough milk for all these devotees.
Yes.
His name is Janardhan.
Yes, Janardhan. What is
your name? Janardhan.
Oh.
And that gentleman you were just talking with this morning, he is the head of the Department of Veterinary of the Tropical College of Medicine.
On
Sipiranjan.
What is his name?
Mr. Rao.
Oh, Rao.
Rao. And
good man.
He's
a part of the class. He's a good man.
Last time he came, he was chanting Hare Krishna much.
Yeah. So, please compassion.
I offered that he should come at least once or twice a month. He can see the cows and he can take prasad and we'll give
him...
Prasad
will come.
Yes.
And he will have good association of the devotee.
Yes.
To see all the Saman. The other day you were asking me about the wages, labor.
Yes.
So, our point is the devotee shall work.
Yes.
So, there is no problem to pay wages.
Gradually more and more we're getting more devotees who can work in the agriculture. But to date, most of the people that join are either the handloomers or we're getting mostly handloomers. And to some extent some more learned, more educated boys.
Not labor class.
Not labor class. And we need them also for translation and other things.
Yes.
So to make up the gap, then we have to hire. But that's less than now, that's, we're getting also some labor class. Going.
So hire us, that also he can become devotee. He can spend 50% of his income. Then he will have the devotee. Hiring men and working, I don't think that will be very profitable. Then we can purchase from the market.
Then a lot of men are used for making the garden in the beginning, converting the land to garden land for flowers requires a lot of labor because flowers require very fertile and particularly fine soil that has to be dug and chopped and cleaned off.
Ordinary style, flower doesn't grow.
No. Not so well. In our city project, we're thinking that those neighbors who would be devotees, mostly the vapor class, they will like to live separate from their families. So we're thinking that they could be paid something and then they would give half of that, as you suggested, back. This way they'd be devotees. They would eat with the prasad with everyone and attend all these programs, but they'd buy their own cloth and things with the other half. But they would have to have separate quarters somewhere.
Within our campus or outside?
That would be a separate area. Of course, in that vast city project, there was enough room for different quarters, where one place brahmacharya switched to the other place family. Just like now, it's actually getting overcrowded for the handlooms. We should have a separate, one big handloom place. That would be more efficient.
Where you?
Where just the place would have to be. The place is the very regular. Seeing the ultimate plan, you have to find out one place. Would be in this area somewhere. Now they're keeping records of how much is spent on agriculture, how much is received. So what is the profit or loss? That can be an ascertained. And actually that's not such a threat, because I know that many other things we're doing by contract. It says sometimes we need outside labor. For say harvest time, we need to harvest. So we pay them 10 rupees or 20 rupees to harvest one bigger. So there's no question of labor. That's the context.
Yeah.
In so many ways we can go around that.
Yes.
And get people this time instead. The Western devotees that come, we are amazed that all of the devotees that are here, all these families are living separate from their wives. No temple has achieved that yet.
Everything can be done by faith.
The Harinam is purifying them because they are chanting so many hours. Now when they give class, they also ask questions.
That is done.
Yeah. Taking time.
That is bad.
You can put the life in a dead man's result. You're all practically dead, but you're putting life in us.
I don't think in any other place there are so many activities.
No.
They can't be in that festival.